This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. As the House Appropriations Committee continued hearings on the next state budget, they heard from the Department of Health Wednesday. LDH Secretary Dr. Rebecca Gee proposed growing the budget by $2.4 billion, as Medicaid expansion has increased the number of people being covered.
We have over 350,000 people enrolled, and I want to underscore that that was done without additional money from the state.
Gee noted expansion saves the state $314 million over 2 years, savings which help fund other agencies.
Medicaid expansion was a godsend for our budget. Think about an additional $314 million of cuts or $314 million in new revenue raisers that we would have needed to put in place. This has helped us avoid cuts to other programs and priorities, including higher education.
But with a budget shortfall potentially approaching $600 million, some committee members took issue with a budget increase. Baton Rouge Representative Rick Edmonds asked about cuts.
I think what I'm looking for is from somebody that looked from the top to the bottom and really is saying, is there a total restructuring necessary? Is there elimination of programs that need to occur?
Prairieville Representative Tony Bacala.
Some things we have in this state we need to pay for, they are necessary. Some of these things in this book are luxuries that we can do without.
Dr. Gee agreed the state's fiscal reality must be kept in mind.
We also have to deal with the reality that we're a poor state that has really sick people in it. We've disinvested in public health, and we've done that over the past 8 years.
And she reminded the committee,
this is our proposed budget. This is not the governor's executive budget.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.